One person who everybody, you know, talk about, Ms. Heather Dennis, right? She's in there with those people. And listening to her try to explain their thought process is confusing as hell, too. Because is strip the schedule? Is it opponent? Like, I mean, just it's just so damn confusing. I always go back to what Nick said. It should be the best 12 teams. I don't know about your conference championship or nothing like that, because you'll get a guy, a team from the Mountain West or somebody, and from the big, who say for instance a three loss Big 12 team, but they get a bye because they won the conference. Like, I don't like that. I'm sorry, it is what it is. But I go back to the original thing. I should have this. Like, I got confused one time when it was the first 12 teams, but then I saw BYU at 4. I was like, hold on. Oh yeah, it is like that. And so I mean, they're gonna change it. They'll change it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want your best 12 in there.
Here's,
not necessarily, yeah.
They want their best 12 in the playoff.
Yes.
I think on a given Tuesday, they want their most controversial 12.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I think Georgia fell 9 spots last week because that helped. Yeah, that helped the conversation. I don't know what helps the conversation most tonight, but whatever it is will be what it is.
What do you think? I think it's going to be the biggest thing is where Georgia lands. I think that's the story of what's going to happen tonight is what is Georgia as far as coming off that win against Tennessee and how far does Tennessee fall?
Yeah, I think
other than that,
to me, they probably should just switch.
Other than that was chalk, and then, oh, obviously where BYU goes.
Yeah.
Obviously about that.
That's going to be
if Georgia fell 9, yes,
for losing on the road to Ole Miss.
Yes,
BYU should fall 20.
You know what I mean? So
for losing to Kansas, and also being not.
I think. Oh, Abe's just like, no. I think they're behind Alabama. I don't know. I think they're behind Alabama. Are they behind Ole Miss?
Yeah, I know. That's the funny thing. They might not be.
They might not
be. The way that they might stack it tonight, like. Again, we just forget what happened. Yeah. Like, Ole Miss beat them by 18 points 2 weeks ago.
We forget about it.
They beat the hell out of them 2 weeks ago.
They'll forget about it.
Yeah, because, like, last week they couldn't put them ahead of them, right?
Right.
They had them right behind Ole Miss and right behind Alabama. So I guess Ole Miss didn't play this week, so they got to get jumped. Yeah, I'm not really sure. Again, what the committee is hoping happens is what the committee was hoping happened every year when it was a 4-team playoff, that the football will figure it out for them. And normally it does. Normally, the last year it didn't. They were hoping like hell that Florida State lost in the ACC championship last year, and they didn't. So then they had to make the hard choice of leaving them out, which ultimately was probably the right choice, albeit Florida State has every right to be furious about that, although they haven't responded very well to that in the time since then. But yeah, they're just hoping it all works out.
Yeah.
They're hoping all the football takes care of any controversy for them.
So it won't be on us.
But here's the thing. That's not going to be possible. Given the way that the SEC is shaking out right now, there's going to be a good team that makes the championship that has 2 losses, that loses that game, that gets left out for another team that had 2 losses that didn't make it.
I mean, that's what Lane Kiffin's talking about. I mean,
and Lane Kiffin's right.
And he's right. And I love how he said talk to other coaches. I know some of the coaches. Everybody, I mean, Lane is who he is, but, like, he has a lot of all these coaches coached pretty much together at one point in time, a lot of these SEC coaches. So, yeah, I know he talked to about it and everything like that as far as that situation. Now, I'm not the elk of not wanting to go win an SEC title. Obviously, you want to win a national.
Right.
Yes, no doubt about that. I'm not sitting up there saying, I mean, Georgia won a national title without being an SEC champion. So, yeah, I'd rather have the national title.
That's the part of the conversation that I don't like, though.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people are like, well, you really just don't go to the game. It's like, no. Go to the game and win it.
Yeah.
Go win the SEC championship.
Yeah. Because you're in.
Yeah. Then you have a bye.
Yeah. You're in.
You're one of the top
four
teams. And you have a bye. Like, thinking about it from the standpoint of, well, if we lose the game, it's like, well, yeah, but just don't. Now, Georgia fans will say, well, last year, you know, that's a good point. Georgia was certainly one of the 4 best teams in the country last year. They were penalized for making the SEC championship game and losing 1 game. First game they lost in a million of them.
Yep.
And they were on the outside looking in, and they didn't get a chance to play for the national championship, which they probably would have won if they would have gotten the college football playoff. I would say the same thing now as I said then. Well, we shouldn't have lost that game then. You know what I mean?
It happens. It happens.
Don't lose it, the game. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it happened, and there was always that possibility. Yes, we know that Georgia won the best 4 teams in the country, but they didn't do what they had to do. And they put their fate in the hands of those people. Are they in Grapevine, Texas?
Sure.
Yeah, those people.
Something like that?
Yeah, some of those people.
Georgia is certainly one of the 12 best teams in the country this year, without question. But again, if you make the SEC championship game, and you lose that game, you know what's on the line.
Yep.
Like, you know? I don't know. It's 12 teams gets in. Like, I don't think anybody had any sympathy, at least I didn't, have any sympathy for them last year. I know you didn't either. Certainly not going to have any sympathy for teams that don't make a 12-team playoff.
No, it's because it's there, and you would think that the best 12 teams. Now, it's unfortunate that Independent gets in, you know, that 12th hole and everything like that.
Here's the thing.
Eliminates a good team that's at 13. Say, for instance, Tennessee's at 13.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tennessee's, they're 12 in the ranking, but, that sucks.
It does.
And everything like that.
That'll change.
That's what I'm saying. That part right there has to change.
It'll change.
And then also – but
the other thing that'll change is they'll probably do away with or find a way – they'll do something different with the conference championship games. I don't know that they'll do away with them just because of how much money there is to be made.
I agree with that.
But they may find a way to alter it a little bit. Because, again, you can't be penalized for making the championship game. That's not fair. Now, again, I would say just win it, and then you don't have to be penalized for making the championship game. But the way that they're already talking about it makes it seem pretty likely that something's going to change there, too.
Yeah, I mean,
there's going to be no group of five guaranteed.
Right.
And
which is unfortunate for them, but hell.
Yeah.
Be one of the top 12 teams.
Yeah, which Boise State might be.
Yeah.
Like Boise State might play their way into the top 12 independently without needing that automatic. Or maybe it'll be Tulane or something like that. I really don't know. The thing about this year that's fun, though, is I do feel like that team, Boise State specifically, they can compete. Like, I don't know that they would beat any of these teams, but maybe they would. They damn near beat Oregon. And Oregon's
had them on
the,
had them
the
on the ropes in Austin. Is it Austin?
Otson. Yeah.
Otson.
I don't know who that's named after.
I was curious who that was named. I'm sorry, when is it going to become Phil? When is it going to become Phil Knight?
Some dork, probably.
When is it going to become Phil Knight?
Some Oregon chump.
Who invented a star?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. He's probably some great man. My bad if I'm hating on you.